And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
The Carolina coaching tree is strong despite a rotten branch or two. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Perhaps the most interesting offseason story so far in college basketball is the prospect of Larry Brown taking over at SMU for the fired Matt Doherty. I guess the 20 years between when Brown and Doherty played at Carolina and the 40 years between when they coached here has enough distance not to scare anyone at SMU. Brown, who returned 72 before the Mustangs' first game of a new season, has said he wants to get back in coaching after a peripatetic career that took him to two college head coaching jobs and, let's see, maybe 12 NBA franchises. He stayed long enough to be the only coach to ever win national and world championships at both levels, Kansas in 1988 and the Detroit Pistons in 2004. The SMU opportunity may come with a secondary so-called coach in waiting, not so much because of Brown's age, he looks great and is in top shape, but more because of Larry's wandering ways. He has never stayed anywhere more than five seasons, although SMU might not even want that many out of him. The idea, I guess, is to bring in arguably the best basketball coach on the planet to highlight SMU's rededication to college athletics. The Mustangs, who suffered the only NCAA death penalty in history more than 30 years ago, have already hired June Jones in football and want more from hoops than Doherty gave them in six seasons. Basically nothing, a couple of winning records, but no NCAA tournament bids, so obviously an upgrade is needed there. One of the coach-in-waiting candidates is said to be UNC Wilmington's Buzz Peterson, who denies it. But what else would you expect him to do? Peterson would go with Brown to SMU and take over whenever Larry gets fed up or has had enough. The coach in waiting would also be SMU's chief recruiter. Personally, I hope that coach turns out to be Phil Ford, the most popular Tar Heel player of all time, whose own college coaching career was sidetracked by personal problems before he went with Brown and NBA stops to Detroit, New York, and Charlotte. Ford would be another big name for SMU, and the guy knows how to coach and recruit. And now in his mid-50s, Ford could continue what he and Brown began in Dallas as SMU joins the Big East, which is a separate story for another day. This is Art Chansky. See ya.